This initial week of commemorative activities includes June 6, the actual day the vast armada of Allied forces landed in Normandy 75 years ago. The Marching Chiefs are the only American collegiate marching band participating. It is a great honor, although FSU Director of Bands Patrick Dunnigan is quick to say it's not as though French President Emmanuel Macron called up and said, "Zenby's the Marching Chiefs."
Folks at Music Celebrations in Tempe, Arizona, they work with the folks in Normandy to identify bands to participate. And they were looking for bands. We were looking for a place to go. We just kind of found each other. The fact that it's the 75th anniversary really rang our bell as being a special benchmark date. So that's how it came about.
For the Chiefs drum major, Alex Arbeiter, a fifth-year senior, the news hit like a thunderbolt.
Excited is a little bit of an understatement. Honestly, the first time they announced the trip to us, it was after a morning rehearsal during a game day. It was like really hot outside. We were all sweaty. And so when they first announced it, I was like, that's a joke. They're not telling the truth. They're like, I don't believe this. It really definitely took about a week for it to really hit me and be like, we're actually going on this trip. This is amazing. This is unbelievable.
The Chief's assistant drum major, Amelia Addio, said director of athletic bands David Plack wasn't immediately forthcoming when he called the band members together and told them he had an announcement, but they had to guess what it was about.
And we said, well, what's a hint? Just give us a hint. He goes, D. And we're like, D. And I kept saying indoor practice field and anything that started with a D. And then he said, D-Day. And I was like, I feel so dumb. I didn't catch it. Nobody caught it. And I mean, just tears immediately. A lot of people just chills. Even as hot as it was, we had major chills.
This trip is doubly huge for Addio. For one thing, it's her first sojourn to Europe. And there's also a very personal connection to the event she and her colleagues are helping commemorate.
When I called my mom to tell her that we were going, I called her on the phone. It was after morning practice, like Alex said. And she just starts crying. She goes, your grandfather's going to be so proud. He was in the Navy, you know, during D-Day. They did not go on land, but he was out there and, you know, a part of this. And he's still alive. And so when I told them, they were like, we're helping you fund this trip. Like they, you know, in little bits have been helping me here and there. And they're like, do you need anything? Are you ready? Like, I'm so excited for you. They're constantly sending me text messages. And it means so much to me and to my family.
Unlike a trip to an away football game, this journey comes at a considerable expense for the band members and others taking part in the June 3rd through 10th excursion. Airfare and accommodations comes to about $3,500 per person. Various band and community fundraisers, such as the recent t-shirt sale at Madison Social, got the cost down to around $2,500 per person. That's still a chunk of change, which is why Director Dunnigan was a bit awestruck by the level of participation.
We were hoping to maybe hit that 150 or 200. We thought 200 would be great, but we ended up taking over 380, which is almost the entire complement of Marching Chiefs. If it wasn't complicated enough, there is what they call a shadow tour, which consists of alumni, parents, friends. There's another 100 people involved with that. We'll be rolling through the countryside in France with 11 charter buses.
Those charter buses will be rolling from Paris to two small villages in Normandy, which overlook Omaha Beach, one of two American D-Day landing sites. It is through these villages that the Chiefs will be strutting their stuff. And drum major Arbeiter says getting ready for these crucial performances will be a major challenge for the players.
We haven't really had the opportunity to have many rehearsals leading into this trip. We've had the necessity rehearsals, get a lot of logistics down. The very first day we get off the plane early in the morning, we're all going to be super tired, and we have a rehearsal that morning. And I know when we get to that rehearsal, even though everyone's going to be tired, that's when it's really going to hit them, and I'm going to hear the way that the ensemble sounds that day, and I'm going to know, like, they understand what this means.
Bon voyage, Marching Chiefs. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.